the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a garden expert. I love to help people with their yards, their landscapes, their gardening questions. We're going to do that today. We thank you for joining us this morning. What are you drinking and what's your morning beverage? Mine's a cup of tea, a Scottish cup of tea that my husband always makes for me, and he brings it into bed every morning. I'm spoiled rotten, Lizzie.
You are, but you spoil him too. So, you know, it's a give and take.
It
and
is.
So it's,
and
it's
what's
good.
Your morning beverage this morning?
I want to be like Teresa Watkins. So I have a black, is it black tea?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. So I have tea and I have honey because I do honey instead of sugar because I'm allergic to refined sugar.
Sure.
Like not putting me in the hospital allergic because Lord knows looking at me that I do eat a lot of sugar, but. But yeah, that's what I got going on,
there
tea
go.
And honey.
Well, good morning, Lizzie. And so how was your week?
Very interesting.
Yeah,
very interesting. Every day is a new adventure whenever you're raising turkeys and turkey poults. So
yeah, that poult, P-O-U-L-T, that's a baby turkey.
That's right. Yeah, and I'm finally teaching that to people because it's like, you know, I say turkey chicks. I don't say just chicks because I don't like chickens, so don't get me wrong, anybody that's listening. I think it's great. You are a stupendous person for taking care of chickens, but the research I did, turkeys vibe better with me. So
there you go.
Yeah. So
well, that makes sense.
So I'm using the word poult now to try to get people used to it instead of saying, you know, turkey chicks. So.
Oh, I understand that. And I was asking you this morning when I came out, we had rain last night. And my yard was wet this morning. So hopefully we have a cold front coming through. We do have a cold front coming through. And hopefully, you know, throughout South Florida, you're going to get some rain just a little bit. And so the weather this week, Chamber of Commerce weather, it's going to be a little overcast and cloudy. But there's going to be some beautiful sunny days. No rain for the next 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah. And so... It's going to be very interesting. North Florida, I'd like to say hi to Jim and Bob up there and thank all of our listeners up in the Panhandle. It's going to be sunny some days and partly cloudy the others. Mid-70s to low 80s, plants are going to be growing. We're going to see them push out new growth the next 2 weeks. Like spring is kind of here. And tonight the lows are going to be in the 40s for North Florida, but the rest of the week will be mid to high 50s. Good sleeping weather. Tallahassee, you're going to have more 80-degree temperature days this week. Pensacola, you're going to be cooler with mid to high 60s and low 70s. And again, no rain until next weekend, and I'll have a better idea of what we're going to have next weekend. Ooh. With the rain. Now, Central Florida, Chamber of Commerce weather, like I said, great attraction weather if you're down for the holidays or you're on spring break or you're just getting out of that northern snow. Then it's going to be great weather. Mid to high 70s, low mid 60s. No rain through the week after today. And so supplemental irrigation for the whole state. Let's just do it one time this week. Okay, so on your day to water, one time, you can put down 1 inch of water, about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Need to calibrate it to know that. And, you know, that's all the water we're going to need. Tampa, high 70s to 60s, mid 60s at night. Venice, the same thing. We say all our listeners in Fort Lauderdale and Venice and St. Petersburg, all of them down there. Miami and Key West, you're in the mid 70s daytime, low 70s at night. It's just going to be in the 70s. Don't you wish it could go back to the 70s?
What, like 1970?
Yeah.
You know,
I love the music in the 70s.
You know what? I got to say, I would love, as much as technology is very helpful and all the gadgets and stuff that I work with every day is fun at that moment, I would like to just walk away from it and go back to the 70s and 80s.
Just nice and relaxed.
Yep.
Well, so West Palm Beach and Key West, you're going to have daytime highs of 70s and in the mid to high 60s at night, part sun, part clouds all week. So it's going to be nice. So the important thing to remember is it's going to be great week to buy plants, to plant plants, and start your spring garden if you haven't. And you only need to water one time this week. If you water more, and I'm just saying, if you're watering 2 to 3 times a week, you are responsible for your landscape having weeds and diseases and insects. It is all your fault. Only one time this week. If your grass is brown, that's normal. Zoysia grass has turned brown. St. Augustine has a lot of brown in it, too. That's going to go away once the temperatures are warming up now. It's going to turn green. Get the lawnmower out, and it'll mow that brown grass out of there. But tomorrow is Groundhog Day, so I'm going to be talking about that. So we're talking this February 1st. We're going to talk about what to do in the month of February today. We're going to be taking your gardening questions and phone calls and text messages.
Yes.
Want to say hi to everybody who said hi.
It sounds like Teresa's hangry if she's sitting there telling everybody, like, look.
I am.
She literally just started out with.
She was momming.
She was momming every one of you, and you couldn't see it. But she had that finger going and saying,
I just don't understand. I just don't understand people thinking they need to water a lot. 1 inch of water in the state of Florida in our sandy soil conditions will go down 12 inches. That's all we need. There's no roots for, turf that's going down 12 inches. So we don't need to water that much. So one time a week watering this week, promise me, everyone. Okay? From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to give us a call, talk to Lizzie, 1-888-455-2967. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me at 23680, like Mike in Venice did. And then Iris said good morning, and he said that he was drinking Folgers coffee.
Ooh,
so
Folgers.
It's Folgers. So tomorrow is Groundhog Day, and this happens every February 2nd. Tens of thousands of people flock to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. The population is only 6,000, and so they have tens of thousands of people coming. So I just can't imagine where they would park.
Wow.
And so it is 80 miles northeast of Pittsburgh, and what they do is their meteorologist is a groundhog named Phil. And last year, Phil had two babies. So there's the generations of groundhogs predictions are going to continue. And according to folklore, if Phil emerges from his den on February 2nd and sees his shadow, it means 6 more weeks of inclement weather. Now, this is a tradition from German immigrants who came here where they would let the hedgehog in Europe, in Germany, predict the spring season. And so there's no hedgehogs in the United States, so they use a groundhog. And so there's a club that does this. They host it, and it's called the Inner Circle. Hmm. That sounds a little Rod Serling, doesn't it?
Right.
Yeah, the Inner Circle. They announce whether or not Phil sees a shadow. So how accurate do you think Punxsutawney Phil is, Lizzie?
He is horrible, because let me explain to you something. I swear every year he has gotten it wrong. So, yeah.
He is only right 30% of the time over the last 10 years. And so that is coming from the National Organization of Aeronautical Association, NOAA. What I think that's right.
NOAA.
Yes, thank you. And according to the data, Phil got it right last year in 2024. Calling for an early spring, but over the last 10 years, he has only been correct two other times, in 2020 and 2015. And so, should we listen to him or not? So we got to figure out what we're going
to
do.
Oh, I think it's pretty easy to predict the temperatures and stuff whenever you have a El Nino and a La Nina over you. It's
right.
A guarantee. So
yeah, it's a guarantee. So I think, I'm just going to put this out to the universe. I think spring is here. We're going to be talking about what to do in your yard today. And so so whether or not he sees it. So I think it's going to be great. So Punxsutawney Phil tomorrow, is going to be it. Now, what should you be planting right now? And you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Want to say good morning to Linda in Zone 8B. And so we're going to be talking about Linda, just so you know, if you want to listen, we're talking about sansevieres today.
Ooh.
Yeah, so Linda's got an issue with sansevieres. And so vegetables to be planting right now through mid-month. So it says that you can plant these. These are still winter cool vegetables. I'm going to tell you no. Okay, so, but it's saying that if the temperatures stay cool, which they're not, that you can still plant beets and broccoli and carrots and cauliflower, celery and collards and all the good stuff, lettuce, mustard, peas, potatoes and radishes. But now we're going to be planting for warm season. You can start putting in your raised beds, beans and cantaloupe, corn, cucumbers, eggplant, luffa, peppers, pumpkin squash, tomatoes, and watermelon. So you can start planting all of those vegetables.
From seed?
Yeah, from seed. Go ahead and get them started now. I know our friend Dr. Gary Bachman and Katie in Mississippi, they have got their seeds already started. And so that, you know, they're going to be ready to go. Now, herbs that you could be planting, you could be planting anise and basil, borage and chives and dill and fennel, lemon balm, mint, oregano, parsley and rosemary, sage, sweet marjoram, tarragon, and thyme. And those will do really well during the spring. The rosemary can become a woody ornamental and be a nice landscape shrub if you'd like. The dill and fennel, even if you don't eat it, is great for butterflies. So your MBs, you always want to, you know, have them in your garden.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
And so tarragon, I love tarragon. I love Bernays sauce. And bulbs you could be planting right now, African irises, amaryllis, those amaryllis that you got for Christmas, go ahead and put them in the ground here in Florida. Not a problem. And they will have wonderful blooms in the midsummer to late summer. Then also Amazon lilies, Asiatic lilies, blackberry lilies. Have you ever grown blackberry lilies?
No, I don't think so.
I got to bring you some.
Okay.
I love them. They're orange flowers, and they have raspberry freckles on the orange flowers.
Okay, I've seen them, yes.
Yes.
They're gorgeous.
They are gorgeous. And then the seeds are what look like blackberries. And so they can be a little aggressive. If you only want one, then you need to keep it in a pot. And, you know, just don't let any others, you know, grow. But in the ground, they will make a nice ground cover and just a nice background lily. Blood lilies and bulbines. Caladiums, you can start planting those right now. Canna lilies and crinums. Day lilies and gladiolus. Gloriosa lilies and Louisiana irises. Society garlic and spider lilies and rain lilies. So, also, too, last week I talked about Brent and Becky's bulbs. They're having a great sale on the Crocosmia that I always love. They have it for sale. Go online and check that out as well. And the Plant Delights catalog is out. If that's Plant Delights is one of my favorite online catalog nurseries. And they grow a lot of plants from Florida, ones that you can't find, you know, usually. And they grow a lot of Florida natives, too, as well. So check them out, plantdelights.com, and that'll be great. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Linda's asking if the same watering holds true for raised vegetable beds. And I would say, Linda, just stick your finger in the ground. If it's cool, moist, or damp, you don't need to water. And I would say 1 to 2 times a week, especially if the temperatures are getting up into the 80s. Okay, so there's a little bit difference between grass and vegetables. You really want to make sure your vegetables are getting enough water. 2 times a week may be fine. You can hand water it since we're only allowed to water 1 time a week during the spring season. So I would check it out. Just stick your finger in the soil. It's cool, moist, or damp. You do not need to water it.
Yeah, my sunflowers, because I took the black oil sunflower seeds, yes, that I give to the our turkeys. And I just started, you know, sprinkling them around my one raised bed. And, yeah, they're popping up everywhere. But, yeah, my bed, I haven't watered. And it just, it is still just moist. So
it hasn't evaporated. Yeah, yep. So that's great. And so this is the time of the year. You want to make sure that starting the year off great, you want to make sure your lawnmower blades are sharp. Okay? You want to cut your grass, not rip it. And so if you have dull lawnmower blades, you're going to be ripping that grass apart. And that's not good. That is going to increase disease susceptibility. Okay? And so you can literally see it from the road. And when I'm walking on streets or I'm driving by, you can kind of see it if I'm driving slow, that you can see the brown tips on the grass blades. So the grass blades are green, but the ends of them are brown because they're ripped.
Oh.
And I kind of equate it to like a surgeon. When you're a surgeon or you're having an operation, do you want to have the surgeon use a serrated dull knife, or do you want him to use a really sharp blade and make a good clean cut?
Ooh, okay.
What's going to heal better, right? And so that good clean cut is going to heal better. So when you're mowing, you know, especially if you've got thick lawns, you doesn't matter what height, if you're mowing, you want those blades to be sharp. So you want to sharpen them every 5 mowings. And if you have a landscape maintenance company, you want to make sure they are sharpening their blades. So go out, look at your lawn. And if it's not zoysia, because zoysia is brown right now, but your St. Augustine and Bahia grass, you can see the brown tips. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. So flowers that you can be planting right now, you can be planting alyssum, asters, baby's breath, bacopa and begonias, carnations and calendulas, coneflowers and coreopsis. Coreopsis is our state wildflower. Cosmos and dahlias. I'm going to nix the delphiniums. You don't want to do... Oh, that's... So if you're going in the nursery and you're seeing the winter annuals still there, you know, I just would pass on them right now. Don't be buying delphiniums and stock and pansies because winter's over, okay? Winter's over. Just put it out there. You can do gaillardias and garas and gazinias, geraniums and gerber daisies, no Johnny jump ups. I'm going through this and I'm editing as I'm reading. The million bells, okay, the calabacoas, nasturtiums you can be planting, petunias, rose, salvias, and then also Stokes asters and yarrow right now. So lots to plant. You can go in the nurseries. Stay away from the winter annuals. Winter is over. We're going to learn that tomorrow with Punxsutawney Phil, and we're going to see what you like to do. Now, just want to give you a heads up. I am thrilled. I'm so happy. Our Newport Flower Show, which is going to be incredible. We are going to Blythewald, which is a wonderful mansion. We're going to go to the Gilded Age Mansions in Newport, Rhode Island. We're going to take a boat tour over to Block Island. Wonderful trip with Art and Bloom Garden Tours, and it's nearly full. We just have a few spots left. And that's going to be June 19th through June 23rd. June 19th through June 23rd. Come with us. We would love to have you. We're going to have a great time. We go and geek out at lovely gardens and plants. And Newport, Rhode Island is the American version of royalty. And
where can they get the cost of that?
They can go to artandbloomgardentours.com and come join us. We're going to have a great time. We'd love to have you. Lots of Garden Club members going, so we're really looking forward to it. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Our telephone number is 1-888-455-2967. You want to write that down, put it in your phone, and you can call or text anytime. If you'd like to text 23680, and we would love to hear from you. So it's best to wait for your lawn to turn completely green. So we're not fertilizing right now. Okay, so we're not fertilizing until about end of March, first part of April. So just it's not necessary to do it. You want to make sure that you are taking, just walking your yards on a regular basis. Look to see what is dead, what is, you know, starting to sprout out. Go ahead and scrape the stem of your shrubs that you think is dead. And scrape it back. You can do this to trees, too, as well, the little small twigs or branches. If you see green, it's still going to recover, so don't worry about it. We did have a harsh December and January, and so it's going to take a little time to recover. So scrape that cambium layer back just a wee bit with your fingernail, a little knife, your keys. I sometimes do it with my keys. And see if you can still see that it's green underneath. If it is, leave it alone right now. Let's go to Rich in Orange City. Good morning, Rich. How can I help you?
Good morning. I got a backyard that I lost. I had St. Augustine, and I lost about 95% of it last summer.
Oh, really? To what?
Beats me. My lawn service couldn't even really tell me. It just started dying off, and it died off fast.
Okay. Do you have an irrigation system?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness. Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I was putting extra water on it when we had the dry spell, mm-hmm. and it just kept wanting to die back on me. So the only thing that's left now is under my rain tree.
Wow.
That thinned out considerably, but it's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've replanted part of my lawn into ryegrass for the winter.
Okay.
And I want to change over to Bahia,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering, can I go ahead and just, when it's time to put down the Bahia, can I just put it on the existing rye grass and just let it lay, because I know we'll probably have a dry spring, and then as the rye grass dies off on top of the Bahia seed, then go ahead and start applying the water regularly?
Well, you're going to want to, if you plant seed, or, so you're talking about planting seed now, not sod, right? You're just going to put...
Right.
Okay. Yes, you can go ahead and plant the Bahia seed on top of the rye, but make sure you're watering it. Okay? So,
right away?
Yeah, right away. I mean, I would... Well, so you can only water once a week. So what I would do is go ahead and put it down the day of, or the day that you're going to be turning your irrigation system on for that one day a week. You know, put it down before then. You know, just make sure you're watering it at least once to twice a week.
Okay. Is it too early to put down the seed? I know it needs warmer weather to germinate.
We've got warm weather now, and it's just going to get warmer. So I think it's a fine time to put down the Bahia seed.
Okay.
Okay.
I would
get the Argentina Bahia
right.
seed, not the Pensacola.
Right.
Okay. And then I would make sure that it probably has, it will have some rye or some other grasses in it that will germinate immediately. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks for the Bahia grass seed to germinate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, can I go ahead and mow the rye grass as needed?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
And I just won't bag that part. I bag most of my grass, but I just won't bag that because I'll suck the seed up.
Yeah, yeah, you're going to be, you know, sending, especially if you have a compost pile, you don't want to be sending those seeds to the compost pile.
Right, right. Okay, so just go ahead and spread the seed and let the rye grass continue to do what it's going to do until it dies off.
Yeah, it'll start to die off when the temperatures reach 80. So you're going to start, I think you're going to start seeing it die off over the next month to 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you definitely want to get that Bahia grass started.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich.
Right.
Let me know how you do, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so Bahia grass takes 6 to 8 weeks to germinate and have a nice growth, but it's going to need to have other grasses in there to kind of, you know, protect it as well.
I already feel like I'm behind on that now. Yeah. I was going to put some Bahia seed out.
No, you're not behind. This is the time to start. And then, you know, over the next few weeks, you can put down Bahia seed now anytime through the rest of the summer.
You know, we only got 327 days till Christmas. I mean, I'm way behind.
Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Oh, gosh.
Poor Lizzie.
She's so funny. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, she should see my yard. It's weeds and grass, but it's beautiful when it's cut.
There you go. See, it's green, right, Eileen?
Yes, it's green. Well, not right now. The two freezes really created
habit. Yeah.
Yeah, it has. All right, grasshoppers.
Yes, what kind?
Could it have put them behind on their schedule?
No.
Okay.
Because they're planted. Right. They're laying in their eggs. They lay their eggs in the ground, so they're protected because our ground doesn't freeze.
Okay, so they're laying their eggs now?
No, the eggs are already laid. They laid their eggs last fall. Okay, August, September, okay. October. And so they're going to start hatching. So just look around your amaryllis. Check them every day. Your amaryllis, your crinums, all your fleshy leaves, wherever you found lubbers before, start looking in those areas. And we'll start to see them right around March. They're going to start hatching around March.
I will definitely check.
Thank you. Be on lubber grasshopper patrol.
I hate those things.
I do too.
I really do.
You know, I talk about creatures or things that don't have souls, and that's just one of them. I won't tell you the rest because Lizzie shoots me dirty looks.
No, I really do. I just hate those things.
Yes, and so you got to look for them because then you can use a pesticide on them when they're small and when they hatch, Eileen.
Right.
Then you can use a pesticide on them, and it will kill them.
And so, that's what I'm going to do.
Get some 7.
Yep. Definitely, I have liquid 7.
Okay, good. And it's such a great feeling to watch them die.
Yep.
So bad.
Ask Lizzie about Bob.
I will, hon. Take care. Right. You have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, so Eileen's got me started now about lubber grasshoppers. I didn't even think about them, and now I'm thinking about them.
When she said she's like, I had to talk to her about grasshoppers, I was like, ooh!
Oh, yeah. Oh. Do you know you get points in the road if you squish them? With your car.
Yes.
You get points. All right. So that's good. Okay. So what should you be doing this month, this time, this year? So if you get fungal diseases in the summertime or spring, if you're getting brown patch with the humidity and irrigation, then you can go ahead and just be aware. Springtime is when you want to put down the fungicide so that you don't get the fungal diseases in the summertime. So as we're going into the springtime, check out your lawns. Try and remember, this is where a journal comes in handy when you start to see the fungal issues. So we're going to be right back with your phone call. Stay tuned, 1-888-455-2967. You can text 23680. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Our telephone number is 1-888-455-2967. If you want to write that down, put it in your phone, and you can call or text anytime. If you'd like to text 23680, and we would love to hear from you. So it's best to wait for your lawn to turn completely green. So we're not fertilizing right now, okay? So we're not fertilizing until about end of March, first part of April. So just don't, it's not necessary to do it. You want to make sure that you are taking, just walking your yards on a regular basis. Look to see what is dead, what is, you know, starting to sprout out. Go ahead and scrape the stem of your shrubs that you think is dead and scrape it back. You can do this to trees too as well, the little small twigs or branches. If you see green, it's still going to recover. So don't worry about it. We did have a harsh December and January, and so it's going to take a little time to recover. So scrape that cambium layer back just a wee bit with your fingernail, a little knife, your keys. I sometimes do it with my keys. And see if you can still see that it's green underneath. If it is, leave it alone right now. Let's go to Rich in Orange City. Good morning, Rich. How can I help you?
Good morning. I got a backyard that I lost. I had St. Augustine, and I lost about 95% of it last summer.
Oh, really? To what?
Beats me. My lawn service couldn't even really tell me. It just started dying off, and it died off fast.
Okay. Do you have an irrigation system?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my goodness. Huh. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I was putting extra water on it when we had the dry spell, mm-hmm. and it just kept wanting to die back on me. So the only thing that's left now is under my rain tree.
Wow.
That thinned out considerably, but it's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I've replanted part of my lawn into rye grass for the winter.
Okay.
And I want to change over to Bahia.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, can I go ahead and just, when it's time to put down the Bahia, can I just put it on the existing rye grass and just let it lay? Because I know we'll probably have a dry spring. And then as the ryegrass dies off on top of the Bahia seed, then go ahead and start applying the water regularly.
Well, you're going to want to, if you plant seed, or, so you're talking about planting seed now, not sod, right? You're just going to put...
Right.
Okay, yes, you can go ahead and plant the Bahia seed on top of the rye, but make sure you're watering it, okay?
So, right away?
Yeah, right away. I mean, I would... Well, so you can only water once a week. So what I would do is go ahead and put it down the day of or the day that you're going to be turning your irrigation system on for that one day a week. You know, put it down before then. You know, just make sure you're watering it at least once to twice a week.
Okay. Is it too early to put down the seed? I know it needs warmer weather to germinate.
We've got warm weather now, and it's just going to get warmer. So I think it's a fine time to put down the Bahia seed.
Okay.
I would get the Argentina Bahia
right.
seed, not the Pensacola.
Right.
Okay. And then I would make sure that it probably has it will have some rye or some other grasses in it that will germinate immediately. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks for the Bahia grass seed to germinate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now can I go ahead and mow the rye grass as needed?
Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
And I just won't bag that part. I bag most of my grass, but I just won't bag that because I'll suck the seed up.
Yeah, you're going to be, you know, sending, especially if you have a compost pile, you don't want to be sending those seeds to the compost pile.
Right. Okay, so just go ahead and spread the seed and let the rye grass continue to do what it's going to do until it dies off.
Yeah, it'll start to die off when the temperatures reach 80. So you're going to start, I think you're going to start seeing it die off over the next month to 6 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so you definitely want to get that Bahia grass started.
Good.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Rich.
Right.
Let me know how you do, okay?
All right.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And so Bahia grass takes 6 to 8 weeks to germinate and have a nice growth, but it's going to need to have other grasses in there to kind of, you know, protect it as well.
I already feel like I'm behind on that now. Yeah. I was going to put some Bahia seed out.
No, you're not behind. This is the time to start. And then, you know, over the next few weeks, you can put down Bahia seed now anytime through the rest of the summer.
You know, we only got 327 days till Christmas. I mean, I'm way behind.
Let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Oh,
gosh. Poor Lizzie.
Oh my goodness gracious! She should see my yard. It's weeds and grass, but it's beautiful when it's cut.
There you go. See, it's green, right, Eileen?
Yes, it's green. Well, not right now. The two freezes really created
zapped
habit.
It. Yeah,
yeah, it has. All right, grasshoppers.
Yes, what kind?
Could it have? Put them behind on their schedule.
No.
Okay.
Because they're planted. Right. They're laying in their eggs. They lay their eggs in the ground, so they're protected because our ground doesn't freeze.
Okay, so they're laying their eggs now.
No, the eggs are already laid. They laid their eggs last fall. Okay, August, September,
okay.
October, and so they're going to start hatching. So just look around your amaryllis. Check them every day. Your amaryllis, your crinums, all your fleshy leaves, wherever you found lubbers before, start looking in those areas. And we'll start to see them right around March. They're going to start hatching around March.
I will definitely check.
Thank you. Be on Lubber Grasshopper Patrol.
I hate those things.
I do, too.
I really do.
You know, I talk about creatures or things that don't have souls, and that's just one of them. I won't tell you the rest because Lizzie shoots me dirty looks.
No, I really do. I just hate those things.
Yes, and so you got to look for them because then you can use a pesticide on them when they're small and when they hatch, Eileen.
Right.
Then you can use a pesticide on them and it will kill them.
And so, that's what I'm going to do.
Get some 7.
No, definitely. I have liquid 7.
Okay, good. And it's such a great feeling to watch them die.
Yep.
So bad.
Ask Lizzie about Bob.
I will, hon. Take care. Right. You have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, so Eileen's got me started now about Lubber Grasshoppers. I didn't even think about them, and now I'm thinking about them.
When she said, she's like, I got to talk to her about grasshoppers. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. Oh. Do you know you get points in the road if you squish them with your car?
Yes.
You get points. All right. So that's good. Okay. So what should you be doing this month, this time, year. So if you get fungal diseases in the summertime or spring, if you're getting brown patch with the humidity and irrigation, then you can go ahead and just be aware. Springtime is when you want to put down the fungicide so that you don't get the fungal diseases in the summertime. So as we're going into the springtime, check out your lawns. Try and remember, this is where a journal comes in handy when you start to see the fungal issues. So we're going to be right back with your phone calls. Stay tuned, 1-888-455-2967. You can text 23680. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.